That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Welcome to the New Day Show. I am your host, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I'm so excited to be here this morning with you. We are up for an amazing treat this morning with none other than Mr. Bill Kirkland. And Bill has been hanging out with us for the past 8 minutes, and he is just ready to go. So we are not going to delay. I want to say good morning, Bill, and welcome to the New Day Show.
Thank you very much, Daphne. It's a real pleasure to be here.
We also have some more people in the chat room. I want to say welcome to them. I know we have Ms. Veronica Conway on the line. We also have Bill Kirkland Jr. on the line, and we are also excited for the knowledge that we will get this morning. And as I was talking to some people last night, and I said, make sure you are listening with your pads and pen this morning, because this will be a very, very informative show. So, Bill, before any more delays, why don't we start at the beginning? Would you please tell the listeners who Bill Kirkland is and your story from the beginning?
Okay, I'll be happy to do that, make it kind of brief, but hopefully hit a few highlights. I'm a fifth generation Arizonan. My folks came and settled here in 1856. So it makes us the oldest Anglo family in Arizona. I graduated from Arizona State University with a degree in chemistry in 69. It was during the Vietnam era, so I became a special agent in military intelligence when I was drafted, working mostly in the Pentagon. After I left, I became a stockbroker, was personally hired by Ross Perot as a stockbroker for his new firm, DuPont Gloor Forgan. Was a stockbroker for 8 years, then an investment advisor until 92 when I retired. What I found was that I was also was one of the top traders in the U.S. trading championships in stock index futures between 82 and 84, and then had a very successful investment advisory company, which I said I retired from in 92. The reason I did was I wore myself out completely trading. This is not an unusual situation for traders. It's an occupational hazard. Most top traders don't make it much past 40 because they've burnt themselves out with tension from holding large positions and occasionally having losing trades. It's not unusual for two-thirds of your trades to be significant losers in the market. And the pressure of that as you continue to do well can absolutely break you, and it did break me when I was 45 years old in 1992.
Right.
And
that's
so
brought us to where we are right now, because
yes,
a lot of times things happen to us, and if we really don't take the time to dissect whatever happens to us, we really don't understand that there is a lesson here to learn. There always is a lesson, and I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the listeners and people who will listen later on and people who will learn about this new development and discovery that you have committed yourself to. And, you know, who knows if you didn't get burnt out in the industry that you were, we would not be exposed to what we are about to start our conversation about. So,
yes, you know, Daphne, that's, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to say, at that point, there was nothing that really could help me. I was basically just sitting. I'd retired in 1992, and I was just sitting around being totally destroyed by tension that I wasn't able to get rid of. And some of the people out there may relate to that now. This situation, an economy like this can cause you to lose everything you've got, including your job, your family, all kinds of things can go bye-bye very quickly. When you're surrounded by the massive negativity of taking very large positions in the market, taking losses on them, maybe two-thirds of the time, but still doing very, very well for your clients, even then, it made no difference. Even though I was highly successful,
right,
the tension level of dealing with that was basically broke me, because when you deal with negativity, what you find is that it's about twice as powerful as positive things, generally speaking. So when something negative happens, it puts an imprint into you. This is especially true with trading, but I think it's true with everything. And so what happens is it's like you're in a tunnel, and you can't get out of it. All you can do is just keep swinging away and swinging away, but the thinking goes away. Everything goes away. Your strength goes away until finally there's very, very little left, and your health begins to deteriorate as the tension also continues. So what I did was, as I said, when I retired, because I just finally got up one day and I told my brother, I said, I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore. My brother says, I can't stand anymore either. So we both quit at the same time. This was January of 92. At the top of our success, we quit because we couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So,
Bill, you know what I just picked up, and I'm sure the listeners picked that up? economically, you are building.
Oh, yes, I was at the top of my game.
Yeah, but on the other side, you were killing yourself.
Absolutely, because what happens is if you're successful, more and more pressure builds on you to do more and more all the time. It wasn't that I didn't know how to trade. It was that I couldn't continue to take the losses that were necessary to take as I was making winning trades as well.
Right.
So what I did was I just started on a long trek of trying to find a way out of this morass. First of all, just sitting there, almost being catatonic, getting up, going to the bathroom, watching television, doing simple little things because I couldn't do anything else. And slowly I started going into the world of esoteric medicine, because I knew instinctively that blood pressure pills and all those things were not going to work for me. What I had to do was find a way out that was healthy. And the only way out was something outside. I felt it was outside of the standard allopathic paradigm. And so,
Bill, how you found out about bioeteric medicine? Because when I was talking to people about what today's show was going to be about, I realized that I was not the only one who was naive. Because up until about a little over a month or so ago, I had no idea about this topic, and neither do the listeners. So seeing that, it's a good thing we have 2 hours, because before we can give them the advantages and all of that, you need to give them a preliminary lesson about what it is you have devoted your entire life to. So just give them the basic, how you found out about it and how you knew that was the way to go.
Well, it was basically a case of trial and error. I tried everything, went to everything, bought this machine, bought that machine. Finally, I had a homeopath who sent me to a doctor who was no longer a doctor. He was an energy healer, and he used his hands and crystals and things like that to break up patterns. Negative patterns in a person's aura, this energy envelope that surrounds them. And I went to him about 4 times. His name was Dr. Robert Copen in Scottsdale. He still practices there. He started me on this path. When he started working on me, I started seeing things I'd never seen before. I was well-educated, very intense, highly aggressive. But what he did was he started taking me on this path, not saying anything, just working on me with his hands, just putting energy into my system so I could recover. And so we had a place over on the coast in a little town called Solana Beach there. And I was over there. One thing led to another. You know, blind alley, good idea, stay with the good idea, go to the blind alley, continuing on. And I ran across a woman there that was an energy practitioner. Her name was Marianne Kilmartin. And she had this machine called the bioresonance machine. And I was still massively full of tension. I would go down to the sea, the ocean. I would feel fantastic. I would come up to where I lived, which was a mile in the air, and I would get massive tension again because I wasn't able to absorb enough oxygen, back and forth. I don't know what to do. She put me on this machine, and within about 5 minutes, I felt like I was just floating on air. And when I left the office an hour later, it was like I couldn't even touch the ground. I was just so light. And all of a sudden, my symptoms disappeared, or a very large number of them. So I went back 6 more times, and each time it was great. I finally bought myself a machine. I was so enthralled with this technology because I'd never heard of it before. It was machines that were developed in Germany. This one was called a Bicom, BICOM. Yes. And I started working with myself over and over and over again up here in Prescott. And every time I'd have a negative thought, every time I'd be afraid, I'd get a hold of the machine and hit myself with it. This went on thousands of times. And finally, what happened was, as I blunted the negativity and started to come back to health again, then I got a hold of a really fantastic massage therapist, which worked on my muscles, which were all tightened from martial arts and things like that, and from trading. And he started working all the tension out of my muscles that had built up before, through all this tremendously tension-filled career of trying to make it big and all this kind of stuff. What happened over a period of time is the therapy continued to take tension off, until finally I knew that I had something that absolutely no one else had, a way of operating that no one else had, to remove tension from people who obviously could easily have been as tension-filled as a career as I was. And as that continued on, I finally came to the conclusion I could do this in a therapeutic setting. So I opened up a small office and started working with people with these electrodes. And the electrodes were very, very effective. But I decided that the electrodes were very boring, and things were only working on a one-on-one basis, which I didn't want to do. I took a week off, and I started researching all kinds of ways that you could send this energy at a distance. I'd heard about it. And in about a week, I came up with a way to do it. I called up a friend of mine. Yes.
Go into the distance energy. I want people back here. What I think I learned from what you said just now is that this system or this method, it stimulates one's body in order that the body has the capability to heal itself? Is that an accurate assessment for me to say?
Yes. Yes. What I would say is the following. I knew I had something really cool, but I didn't know exactly what it was. But I got a hold of a friend of mine in Phoenix, and I've known her for a long time. And I sent her this signal, and she says, "Wow, that's really cool. It makes me feel so relaxed."
Wow.
And I thought, yeah, that's what it's making me feel too.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with her a couple of more times, and it would continue to do that. So what I just did then was just attended little health fairs and things like that, and had people feel the energy, put them on the machine at a distance, and that's how this business started. Now, as I continue to work with it, I got a better feel for what was going on, and so I think I can explain a little bit better now. What we have is this auric envelope, this energy field that surrounds us. And the energy field doesn't just go out a few feet. It goes out. Well, one time I had my son walk through one of my energy rings. It goes out in rings. It's like electromagnetic flux in a way. It just goes out in rings concentrically outside of your body. When he was 120 feet away, I could still feel him walking through one of my energy fields.
Wow.
So what I believe is this goes out infinitely. So that there's a, so there's an etheric field that goes out infinitely as far as wherever infinity is. And we're out there in the energy field of not only our energy field but and other inanimate objects, but also other people. So everybody in the world is connected energetically through these concentric rings of energy. And that's why you can sense negativity in people. You can sense happiness in people. You can sense health in people. You can sense disease in people. And there are some people that are very, very highly sensitive at this, and they're called energy healers or a medical intuitives, things like that. So anyway, the bottom line is as you build up this energetic matrix through using this machine that I have, it's like pumping up a tire. It gets more and more and more energized. As it does, the outside world becomes less, has less of an effect on you, the negativity of the outside world. I found a way to send the energy signal to where it was only positive energy.
Right.
And so therefore, anybody that was in the matrix would be positively affected and pumped up by the signal that I was sending. And as I continued to pump myself up higher and higher with stronger and stronger machines, and this went on, you know, month after month, year after year, the business has been in existence almost 3 years. It will be in November. The machines got to the point where they were actually almost infinitely strong because I continue to work with sophisticated electronics and things like that. And so I just continued to build it. And I was in the machines. I was in the fields. I was making myself stronger. And as I did, I began to realize that what was really occurring was an ascension process. I was producing a person, namely myself and other people, who actually were not affected by the negativity of the world and instead were concentrating on divinity and positive thoughts. They weren't affected. They weren't affected by economic situations. They weren't affected by their own particular situations in their family or whatever. They were only concentrating on positivity.
Let me ask you a question. For those skeptics out there who say, "Oh no, that's New Age gimmick and all of that," what do you have to say to those people?
Well, first of all, there's always a reason that people can have to think that something doesn't work. You can always find some reason. My feeling is that it's just the proof is in the pudding. Remember, to those folks out there, I'm not an airy-fairy type of guy, okay? I have a degree in chemistry from Arizona State University. It's a very difficult degree to get. It's all in the physical sciences. It has nothing to do with highly esoteric things. The other thing is I've worked in a profession my whole life that had to do with the bottom line, which was basically either making money or getting fired. So I'm about the furthest person that you can imagine from being a strange New Age crazy. I'm about the opposite. What I found was, though, is that where the New Age people in many cases don't understand is they have no grounding in the physical sciences or in anything that causes electromagnetics to work, which is one of the most important aspects of, should be one of the most important aspects of New Age applications. I'm not saying that there aren't very good things about New Age. I'm sure there are some really great things. I don't know that much about them. But what I do know is that this particular field of scientific endeavor, which has been around since the beginning of man through all types of spirituality, does in fact work and is enhanced by the machine.
Right. Because the other thing I would like for you to let the listeners know, Bill, is that you and your very expert team of scientists has actually expanded on that machine that you worked on. So this is really more powerful than the one that you had worked on you had the benefit of utilizing in the beginning. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely. What I did was, what I found is it's almost like a feedback loop in a way. The first machine I had felt great until I'd been on a while, and then it just felt kind of normal, like it wasn't all that exciting. So I built a bigger machine, and that worked out pretty well for a while. And then I built a bigger machine, and then I built a bigger machine, and all the time I was building up my capabilities, not only my capabilities, but the capabilities of the rest of the world, poetically. since we're all connected together in this world, any improvement that I make of myself partially improves everyone. And so what I found is it not only helped me, it also helped other people to rise in energy and is doing so today. So what I did was, over a series of iterations, I found another, that what I mean by that is new machines. I've gotten to the point now where I actually have a machine that's infinitely powerful, really, almost. I mean, I'm not even near the end of what this machine can do, and I won't be for a long, long time, because it's so strong that it has to be turned up just a tiny little fraction all the time. But this big machine affects all the machines and allows everyone to move up slowly over a period of time. So they always feel like they have this constant feeling of euphoria and acceleration that comes from removing negativity from the human aura. Mm-hmm. So it produces an ascension process where negativity is cast aside, your eyes are only set on divinity, and you continue to ascend towards divinity in reverence. Mm-hmm. And essentially, that's the effect. When I started out, I had no idea what I was doing. All I knew is that it felt good. But many scientific discoveries are made by accident, by somebody probing through to find out something that they want to figure out. And it comes from nowhere. The discovery of penicillin is a perfect example. The guy saw a petri dish in a lab with this funny stuff in it that was killing off all the other bacteria in the petri dish. And so he started studying, what is this thing that's killing off everything? And it turned out to be penicillin, which is another bacilli. So the bottom line is I have a physical science background. I'm totally grounded as far as my history is concerned. My family is relatively conservative, I would say. We're from Arizona, which is a fairly conservative state. So I would say absolutely not. It's just the opposite. But here's what happens. When you start working with this stuff and you start looking for things that you can add to the machine energy to make it more powerful, what you find is that you start moving towards esoteric things, because this is where people are that are looking and searching for things that other people can't prove, let's call it.
Right.
So, for instance, I came up with monatomic gold, which is something that a lot of people aren't aware of. It was discovered by a guy named David Hudson from Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And monatomic gold is very, very good for clearing, giving you high levels of mental clarity. And it's essentially a form of gold, also iridium, platinum, some of the other powerful transition metals, that actually enhances the brain's function. And this can be sent by signal. And
okay,
so,
hold on, Bill, because you know what? I am sure there are people out there with burning questions, and I did not remind them of the number to call in, because we want to take the questions as we go along. And we are, we have 35 minutes remaining in this episode, so I want to go ahead and remind people that they can call in when they feel comfortable doing so with their questions. And the number to do that is 646-915-8166. And that's the number you use to call if you have a question for Mr. Kirkland. And if you are in the chat room, of course, please go ahead and type your question, and I will relate the question to Mr. Kirkland. Okay, Bill, I want to ask you to make something clear, because we've been talking about the machine, being on the machine, being in the fields and everything, and we are talking about distant energy. So what I learned from you is that we don't need to be in Arizona in which to utilize that. We don't need to be plugged in electrically to the machine to get benefits. So what I would like for you to do right now, please, is to explain how does all this work.
Well, first of all, the machine produces a field, an electrical field. But what's interesting is you can transition the physical plane by just using what's called a witness or a person's name. You can put that in the machine, and the machine will reach that person anywhere in the world instantaneously. Now, as you know, radiation, generally speaking, electromagnetic radiation from a magnet or whatever, is reduced by 1 over the radius squared. That's a standard physics term, which determines the power of energy coming off from a fixed power source. It always is reduced by 1 over the radius squared. So what that means, of course, is if you have a radio station or whatever, as the power goes out, it is reduced to the point where it doesn't reach anybody anymore.
Uh-huh.
In this particular world, as I'm sure you well know in your business, you have a certain range at which your radio can go, or radios can go, and so forth. What is occurring here, though, is it produces what's called a scalar wave. And the best way I can explain a scalar wave is if you had maybe 18 billiard balls touching each other on a pool table, and when you touched one of the ball on one end, it would make the ball on the other end move without making the balls in the middle move at all. A scalar wave is like that. It can go out infinitely and reach anybody with the same power as where it is propagated initially. So it's a standing wave, like a billiard ball is a standing thing. If you touch it, it touches the other person on the other end. So it's a type of physics that's known very well. It's just that it's not known by average people. So we use essentially a scalar wave to reach them. And what that means is the person inside the machine is hit by the energy of the machine, their name is, that I wrote out right on a piece of paper, and then therefore they are then hit wherever they are in the world or even outside of the world. If they were on Venus, they would feel this the same way, just as strongly as if they were right in the room where the machine was.
How does this differ from prior? Because
well, the only thing that comes close to it is prayer.
Right.
In other words, as many of you probably know from the Bible, where two or more people are gathered and pray, there's a prayer that goes out. The prayer, as people know that do a lot of praying for people, they know that prayer is just as strong across the street as it is across the country or across the world.
That's
because
right.
prayer is not depleted by distance, okay? So it's the same kind of thing. Prayer is, in a sense, a scalar wave of love that reaches people at a distance no matter where they are. The machine works on a physics like that. It doesn't
right.
really get dissipated. So what happens is you could say that people are prayed for where I am, but their they're prayed for not by one person, but by thousands and thousands of people, because the machines are very, very, very powerful. So it's like being prayed for by a multitude of people 24/7, all the time, with love and positiveness in their heart all the time.
Right, because I wanted you to expand on that, because I was having a conversation with someone who has been on the machine for a while, and that was her description, that the feeling she has, as if she has thousands of people who are praying for her 24/7. And I thought that was a unique description, because, you know, people are so skeptical, and when they are not aware of all the things that are out there, all the resources for us to utilize, and they are ignorant to something, they don't go and find out what it is and how it works in order to make an intelligent description or something. You know, they are always saying something that's not true. So I decided I wanted to ask you that question and hear what your answer was going to be about that. Now,
excuse me, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay. What I would say is what I've tried to do is produce the most powerful energy signal that I can produce, but positive. In other words, what I'm trying to do is remove the veil of negativity from people's lives by energizing their auras with positivity
yes.
all the time. The world is full of negative power, and it overwhelms people. because they can't fight against it. They're an individual fighting against a multitude of people that are going through all kinds of anguish. It's being amped up by the television networks, by people that are trying to get your attention, by scaring the hell out of you, by politicians, by whatever. Anybody that can jangle your negative feelings may very well get your attention. Commercials are set up that way as well in many cases. So the whole world, the media, is based upon hitting you hard with negativity, telling you about if you don't do this, if you don't do that, vote for me, do this, whatever it might be. What I'm doing is I'm producing positiveness to be able to withstand that. It's almost like being in an envelope with positiveness, where negativity is roaring right past you, and it doesn't reach you. It doesn't reach your soul because of the power of the machine to block it, so that you can, in fact, be the divine person that you are. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes people divine. This is what makes people ascend. It's not the machine. The machine simply produces powerful energy to allow them to what they would do naturally, which is be divinity.
Right,
to be
it
divinity.
Just enhance yes. what you're accustomed
it,
to be doing.
It's like a shield, Daphne. In other words, a shield keeps you from arrows coming in and hitting you. And, there are negative arrows being shot at you all the time. It doesn't make you a better fighter. It doesn't make you anything. It protects you so that you can be what you want to be.
That's right. Thank you. Well said, Bill. And for those of you who are out there in Radioland, remember, you can call 646-915-8166 with your question for Mr. Bill Kirkland. He will be here with us until 12 noon. So please take the time to call with your questions. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Okay, Bill. Now, is there an age limit that can utilize bioetherics?
I don't really know that for an absolute fact. I do know I had a baby. The earliest one I had was a baby when it was conceived, and I think the baby is now about, I'm thinking maybe 6 months old, something like that. Didn't seem to be any deleterious effects. What I would say is if a parent has a very small child, they'll need to see how the child is affected. I have very, very light machines. For adults, there doesn't seem to be a problem for the vast majority of people. Sometimes individuals react, they're highly sensitive. There's a tiny fraction of people out there that are extremely sensitive to etheric energy. And those people have to be worked with a little bit more carefully. If it's too strong for them, I have to drop them to a smaller machine or even remove them off of the machine just a little bit and just keep them in the electrical field of the machine until they become acclimated, which they do over a period of time. So what we've learned over a period of time is that runs the gamut from people would say, I don't feel anything, to people that say, oh my gosh, this is unbelievably powerful. What you'll find is even, and I've only known one exception to this. Make that two. In all the hundreds, and at least hundreds and probably thousands of people I've talked to over a period of time, is that they can all feel that they can't come up with a negative emotion. In other words, if you go on a machine and you have a negative emotion, maybe somebody died in your family, whatever, that negative emotion will be whipped off of you in probably no more than 1 to 2 minutes max. And you will not be able to come up with negative emotions. So what I would say is that it seems to have very, very positive effects with a little or no side effects for the average person, and that what they have to do is they have to have willingness to come out of this mess that they're in. Now, Daphne, you have to remember that there are a large number of people out there that don't want to change their lives.
Right.
And the ego is in such horrible control, has such a death grip on them. A drug addict would be a perfect example of this. They've, in many cases, almost killed themselves with this egoic control that's on them that causes them to want to die. What happens is, in many cases is, and this is more true with men than women, I would say, generally speaking, is they say to themselves, I can handle this, I can do this, I can whatever, I can. They're not looking for tools or any way to make themselves that much better they're in the grips of the egoic control, which tells them, I'm in control, I can make my world happen, I don't need anybody's help. And they're absolutely right, they don't need anybody's help. But on the other hand, what you find with women, more often women than men, I would say, but still we have some very, very powerful men as well, they are willing to be open to etheric things. It's easier for them to sense these kinds of things than it is men who tend to be more physical plane oriented. But it just in general, when a person senses it, they feel this enveloped in this incredible positive energy, and they just start taking a breather. They start relaxing. They start just saying, oh my gosh, my perspective is changing so much. I don't have to be part of this drama that's going on out here. I don't have to be perpetrating drama on everybody else. I can, in fact, sit here and watch society and deal with myself in the moment without worrying about what happened to me in the past or worrying about what's going to happen to me in the future, and simply deal with the problems at hand unemotionally, making a decision which may be correct or incorrect, changing it if it's incorrect, and continuing on without drama being part of the decision or in fact, being part of the lifestyle.
Right, right. Bill, are there different levels and strength on these machines? Because I heard you say in the beginning that when you started working on all these different machines, there was a time when you realized that there was more energy that was needed. Did you...
Yes.
Expand on those machines, or you left them at the level they were in order to start people at different levels and then step them up?
Okay, here's the way it evolved. I started with a very, very lightly powered machine, but that was enough for me because I'd had no experience with anything like this. And eventually I went to the highest power level that the machine particularly had. Then I developed another machine that would take it to a higher power level. I left that one where it was, the first one. Then I moved up through the power levels of the second machine. When I reached the top, I left that one where it was and went to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, until now I have machines that go essentially to infinity, which I haven't, of course, utilized yet because I have never turned them up even close to what their power level is. But each one of these machines has stayed where they are in place. And for new people to come in, they begin to take the same path that I did. They go on the machine, they acclimate to it. They go on the next machine, they acclimate to it. They go on the next machine, acclimate to it, and so on. So it's essentially taking the same path that I've taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start with a certain place, and as they're able to acclimate, and usually they can acclimate far more quickly than I did when I first started. And the reason is because the whole world has been raised noetically by these machines. So it's easier for the people that follow behind me to move up the path quicker because they've already been partially activated by the energy from the machines, no matter who or where they are. The fact of the matter is the people of the world are all being raised by the power of these machines. They're extremely powerful. They reach everywhere. And just in their actual existence and being around people that are on the machines, they are being raised partially by the power of the machines.
Right.
For instance, I have one of the machines that's hitting the United States.
Uh-huh.
I have the United States, just the United States, not individuals. I can't put individuals on without their permission.
Right.
But I
right.
can't put my country on as part because I'm part of the country. So I have my country on the machine.
Bill, would you hold on? I think we have a caller.
All right.
Would you hold on, please?
Certainly.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Do you would you please introduce yourself and give us your question, please?
Daphne, it is Blanche. I'm just calling. I would like to listen, and maybe at the end I will have questions.
Okay. All right. So you don't have a question now. Thank you, Blanche, for joining the conversation. Yes, Bill, now you have been making this available to the public for how many years now? Did you say three plus years or more than
almost,
that?
Almost three.
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, I actually don't do it through myself individually anymore. I worked through Veronica Conway, who is on the presentation today, I believe. Veronica has a website called bioetherics.com. She essentially runs every part of that, and she provides me with individuals so I can continue on with my research. And it's been a very great contact. Veronica has been on the machine for a long, long time, and she's at the very highest level of the machines that I have, and she has been able to assist me so that I have the time to work on research and development, which is ongoing. I have many new products besides just the distance energy that are either in existence or will be in existence in the future.
Can I chime in a little bit here, Daphne, about, this is Veronica, can I chime in a little bit here about my impressions of what the benefit is?
Hold on, I'll get to you, hold on.
Okay.
Question, Bill, because I was leading up to something. I was going to ask you, over this time frame that you have made it available to the general public, are there certain people that doctors had diagnosed with certain illnesses that have benefited from the from their use of the machine? I know
what
you're
I would,
not.
Yeah, I not, let me answer you this way, Daphne. What I do is I provide positive energy.
Right.
How a person utilizes that positive energy is up to them.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, many diseases are caused by a lack of energy.
Right.
People get themselves down energetically and they can't fight off disease anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But disease by itself, in my opinion, is a spiritual and emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. I'm not saying that there aren't physical state manifestations, because obviously there are. We have diseases
right.
out there, and that's the way it is. But I look at them as an energy depletion situation. They're
yes.
being attacked by microbes because their bodily defenses are not adequate to fight
right.
off the microbes. So I think a clean, loving style, I think being energized by yourself through the machine is a great way to mentally prepare yourself to deal with these negative forces that cause many of the diseases we have. I had I have a homeopath who I haven't seen in a long time, but he helped me during the initial stages of my difficulties, a very, very intelligent individual. And I said, you know, Doc, I was just wondering what you thought the cause of most diseases were.
Right.
And he just tapped the side of his head. And that meant to me that they occur at least initially between your ears. And then they go out and are manifested in other ways. So I look at what I'm doing is helping people spiritually and emotionally. What
right.
they do with that energy is up to them.
Right, right. All right, Veronica, I'll go ahead. I know you wanted to chime in right there.
Well, yeah, I wanted to put it sort of and give some testimony or some context from my point of view. You know, as Bill said earlier, I've been on the machines for well over a year, and my children have also been on. I have a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, and the phenomenal. So, a couple of things that I've experienced and that I've also I'm a life and business coach like you are, Daphne, and so I refer all my clients to Bioetherics because I find that they're much easier to work with once they have got all this negativity cleared. Because what I find is that people that go on the machines become sort of all go, no stop. In other words, all that fear, doubt, trepidation, which is really, in a word, negativity, but it manifests in a whole bunch of ways behaviorally for people, that just kind of goes away if people come onto the distance energy signal and then move up in the distance energy signal. They just become more certain, more congruent, more action-oriented, more intuitive, more on top of their game. And so I insist that my clients go on because I want to assist them in really maximizing their performance. So over time, I've definitely experienced that quality of performance enhancement in my own life. But more importantly, my son, for example, who was diagnosed with ADHD last year, he's in a really great school. It's a private school, but they were really gunning to put him on drugs for this. And with Bill's assistance, not only did he was the symptoms, all the confusion, all the static, all that dysfunction kind of removed, and Jake just began to really perform. It also unleashed in him a lot of other like latent talents and abilities that we didn't know he had. I mean, Jake, we've had a piano in our house for I don't know how many years, because my daughter was taking lessons, and he just sat down one day and taught himself 20 very complex songs on the piano. And I know that a lot of that, and so now he's like borderline virtuoso. And this is my 13-year-old son. I know that all this has been unleashed because of his exposure to the different synergy signal. And I also know that his sort of inner groundedness, right? He used to be very out of his body. He used to be very, we used to really struggle with getting him to follow instructions. He used to struggle with all of that. That came from the direct result of his work with Bill. So I just want people to understand that there are a myriad of applications for this, in the sense that in terms of performance enhancement, spiritual enhancement, sort of emotional enhancement, it's just got multiplier applications across a person's life.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much, Veronica, for that testimonial, because I was going to ask Bill later on whether or not he had any success stories, but, you know, we didn't prep you to say what you just said. You came on of your own and to just volunteer this testimonial because of the benefit that your family has gotten out of this, and we thank you. Again, I want to remind the listeners that the number to call in is 646-915-8166. And for the people in the chat room, I know we have people from Ohio, we have people from Georgia in the chat room, so type your questions and let me relate them to Bill. And as soon as my switchboard gets more busier, I'll be hanging up some one of you guys, either Bill Jr. or Veronica, because I only have one more slot to take one more call. So for right now, we're going to leave it as it is until somebody else calls in. Now, Bill, we are an hour and 11 minutes remaining on the show. If you would say that there have been advantages to the system or the machines, what would some of those advantages be?
Well, I would say this way, Daphne, having observed, let's say, having been the first person on the machine, my son being the second, I've had a chance to watch the evolution relatively well. I'm 63 years old. I would say that my mental acuity has gone up exponentially since I've been on the machine. It's not that I wasn't quick. I've always been quick mentally, but the energy level that the machine provides for me allows me to think so rapidly. There are certain levels of intellectual capabilities, I would call it. There's just the emotional response, which is a very low-level capability. You might find this more often in warrior-type things or, you know, sports or things like that, where there's a tremendous amount of emotion involved, especially contact sports like football. Then you have the intellectual approach, which is, you know, common in universities, where you learn A plus B equals C and learn a bunch of rules and things like that, and then apply the rules. But generally, those things are relatively static. Mm-hmm. On the forefront of all scientific discovery is the intuitive capability, the ability to observe something and, without knowing why it's happening, experiment with it and find out if it works, and if so, have it continue to work on a more and more enhanced basis. Technology is loaded with intuitive leaps. In fact, the only way technology can really be discovered is through intuitive leaps, in my opinion. So,
yes.
What I have noticed is my intuition, my intuitive capability, my ability to just see the big picture and act on it almost instantly, has been enhanced so much I can't even explain to you. It's just that I can look at things and, with a very, very short period of time, figure out the answer and act on the answer unemotionally. Now, I don't have to tell people in business the capabilities that this produces. If you have the ability to act without remorse on something that you come up with an intuitive answer for and adjust it very quickly as it needs to be adjusted, your capabilities of competing against other people have been enhanced hugely, and they simply can't compete against you. Then if you add to the fact that you're not negative, that you have a huge amount of energy coming in all the time from a source that they don't have, that they have to produce by themselves, there is no way that a person that's not on the machine can compete against a person that's on the machine if they have the same capabilities. So in business, as an example, it's a tremendous advantage. In trading, it's a tremendous advantage. Any type of artistic capabilities are enhanced tremendously because the main thing that stops artistic capabilities is fear of rejection, fear of economic situations because artists aren't always highly compensated, and there's also a tremendous amount of competition. Once you're on these kinds of things artistically, it's very difficult for anyone to compete against you at your particular level. They're just impossible. So what happens is, what I believe we're doing is we're producing a group of people that literally can't be competed against. Because
amazing.
The people that are outside of them cannot even remotely touch their capabilities. Another thing, there's an age regression component as well. What we have in this world right now is people that are progressively aging more and more. But it's sort of like a living death. They live longer, but they're also winding down and are incapable of doing things anywhere compared to what they did when they were younger.
Right,
what I have found is, at age 63, is my capabilities of competing are through the ceiling. I don't have to. All the things that I've brought to the table, by 63 years of experience, of doing the wrong thing, doing the right thing, watching the passage of time, and all the rest, are now my advantages if I don't run out of gas. But I'm not running out of gas. I'm building up my capabilities all the time. My engine is going from 6 cylinders to 12 cylinders to who knows how many cylinders when it's all over with. So what is happening with me is I'm not old. I'm not quasi-retired at age 63, even though I retired at 45. I've watched the retirement process from age 45 to age 63. So in a sense, since I retired at 45, I've had 18 years of retirement, and I know what retirement can do to you. It can turn you into a swamp of not knowing anything or caring about anything.
Bill, because of what you were experiencing when you were in the financial industry and when you stepped down from those responsibilities, you have actually rebuilt yourself. So you are now performing at a better speed and rate and effectiveness, right?
That is correct. Let me give you it was kind of an interesting analogy. At age 45, I was like a 65-year-old person.
Yeah.
I was completely wiped out. So what I've done is literally rebuilt myself from 45 to where I was now at 65, back to where I was at 45 or even younger. I would say that right now my intellectual capacities have never even been close to this in my entire life. And I was a fairly good student. I went to college on a scholarship, da-da-da, I took hard courses, all those things. But there's no way in the world I can touch where I am right now because I have so much mental clarity and energy. My energy is through the ceiling all the time. I never get tired. So what I'm telling people out there is, all this stuff that I've done is to save myself.
Uh-huh.
And now other people are taking advantage of it because I figured out how to save myself, all right?
Okay.
But of which I'm happy to be part of, don't get me wrong. But it was all self-help. When I learned how to trade the stock market, it was because I was trying to figure out how to make money for myself. And then I was able to make money for other people. When I developed this, it was for myself. And then I was able to utilize the stuff for other people. And I realized over a period of time that the paradigm shift is so huge coming up here that if you're not with it, you're going to get steamrolled. There's
That's
no way
nice.
You can compete against people that are on this kind of energy. There's no way you can do it. You can, the people that are on this machine don't get tired. They just relentlessly eat up the competition and spit them out like there's nothing there.
Right. Bill, We're halfway through the show, and I think this is a good time to tell people how to get in touch with you, and then we're going to move into the rest of our conversation. So please give our listeners that question, the answer to that question, how
okay.
to get
yes.
in touch with you.
Yes, here's what I would like to do at this point. Veronica really takes care of all that stuff for me. She's just invaluable, without
okay,
doubt.
Okay, Veronica, would you tell
so
me?
Please help us, Veronica.
Sure. So if you want to get, if you want to subscribe to or find out more, do a trial subscription of the Distance Energy Signal, you can go to www.bio-etherics.com. That's www.bio-etherics, E-T-H-E-R-I-C-S.com, bioetherics.com. And if you go to you can read about the technology there on the website. If you go to the Distance Energy store, one of the first things that you'll see is that you can subscribe to the first month of the Distance Energy Signal for $25. We wanted to make it low barrier to entry for people. You know, it's less than $1 a day to get on this very powerful signal. You can, and there's other options there. We have energized clothing. We have energized water signals. The energized water signal is very powerful also. We actually have a package where you can get both the Distance Energy Signal and the energized water signal for a very nominal cost. With that energized water signal, you can make unlimited energized water. It's highly restorative, it's very, very powerful. So there's many things there, but you'll want to go there and find out more. And I would just say try it, because you have absolutely nothing to lose by trying it, and it may be the thing that changes your life forever. So.
Yeah, I would. The thing that's really been tremendously helpful for me is to have Veronica as a partner, because Veronica. Yeah, excuse me.
Hold on. Veronica, is there a telephone number as well, or just the website?
They should go. The first step would be for them to sign up at the website, and then once they sign up at the website, if they want to reach out or ask questions, there are forms on there that they can fill out to ask any questions that they want. They can actually, if they have a question about the technology, they can send it to support@bio-etherics.com. That's support@bio-etherics.com.
Thank you very much. Okay, Bill, you were about to...
Yeah, what I was going to say is that as those of you that have been in business know, even when you come up with a great idea, which hopefully I've been able to do over a period of time, it's very difficult to do everything. And I have been able to reach out to people that are in my client list, like Veronica, and pick out these incredible people that have just, you know, almost unlimited capacity, well, which Veronica has. And what she's been able to do is take care of the business side of the thing and utilize her own capabilities, which are vast, to assist me in doing what I'm doing. So this is what you find, not just in my case, but in your case out there, whoever you might be. As you're on the machine, people like Veronica come and they become part of your business situation. And so it almost produces a kind of a network of adepts, of advanced beings, let's call them, that come into your life and have these unbelievable capabilities. And I have other individuals that are on the machine that assist me in various ways in their own fantastic capabilities, physicians and individuals that are in the esoteric sciences and many, many other capabilities that are enhanced by the machine. They realize the incredible power of it, and they're allowing themselves to move up and enhance their own lives in the same way. So what I would say is this is not just an act on your part, whoever you might be. It's a process. You are literally stepping into another world of which mm-hmm. people like Veronica exist. And mm-hmm. these people like Veronica and others with different capabilities but the same kind of power levels, they actually become part of this new world that you have there and assist you as you assist them. So this is a different world, literally. When you remove negativity, the people in your life that are negative, they have to go.
Yeah.
It's like getting a broom and just knocking them out the front door. You just can't deal with them anymore. You've got to have them leave because they deal in this life-sapping, energy-sapping paradigm that they have that can no longer be part of your life. And I tell married people, when you get on the machine, make sure your spouse is on as well, because what's going to happen over a period of time is they're going to look like an idiot. They're going to look like they can't think fast. They're going to look like they're not going to be able to understand where you're coming from. Your family needs to be operating on this paradigm as well, because as Veronica has mentioned, her kids have changed. Jake is an incredibly powerful person.
It's been astonishing. It's been astonishing.
Well,
and furthermore, I don't, when I have the multiple teams that I run, because I run different business teams, I don't actually do business anymore with people. I mean, not don't do business. The people that are on my core team that are surrounding me and surrounding, I've built a team for bioetherics. It's required that they be on the machines because their level of performance gets so greatly enhanced that they become almost sort of not superhuman, but we really do, like Bill said, we have a community of adept people that are all go no stop. It's like they can get it done. They can think fast. It's not a big, there's not a lot of drag. And as you're building out an empire, that is of this magnitude, I think that the work that we're bringing to the planet with this, this quality of signal and this quality of technology, you have to have a really strong team that does not stutter. So it's actually, it sounds a little snobby, but the people that are around me now, including my children, my family, my loved ones, but also my core team members, I find it a requirement because that's the only way they can keep up.
All right. Well, thanks for that added testimonial. Mm-hmm. I want to just go back to the conversation, Bill. I know Veronica had indicated something about energized water. Would you pick that up and explain to the listeners about the energized water and energized clothing? Please.
Well, actually, yes, Daphne, I would say, I'd be interested in Veronica's comments on that as well, but I would say the energized water may end up being the most powerful technology I have. For those of you that have access to a documentary put out by some Russians, called Water, W-A-T-E-R, it came through the United States maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. It's an incredible documentary subtitled, but it talks about the scientific effects of water at a distance. So this is a great subject for the next part of the show, actually, is the effects of water. So if you, with your deference, Daphne, I'll start at the beginning on that as well. As everybody knows out there, water is two hydrogens and one oxygen. They have a bonding angle. In other words, the oxygens come in, or the hydrogens come in at an angle of about 120 degrees to each other. What this molecule does, it dances around in solution with other water molecules and makes up the human body. The human body is approximately 70 to 75% water. The water molecules act against each other in a magnetic way. The oxygen is a negative charge and the hydrogens are positive charges. And so they're like little magnets bouncing back and forth, forming little associations and groups of other magnetic attractions with other water molecules, millions and billions and billions of water molecules in the body. If the water molecules are hit with an electronic charge, if you walk into an electronic field or an etheric field, the water molecules in your body are automatically affected and form different associations with each other than they did before the field existed. Now, water tends to move in what are called liquid crystals. That is, groups of water molecules that form a certain association depending upon the type of outside environment and inside environment that they live in. As an example, homeopathics is based upon taking more and more of an original drug out of a water solution. And the most powerful drug is when nothing of the original drug is in the water and all there is left is water, which has been shaped by the drug and is more powerful because of its assimilability as a water crystal, which actually apes the original drug, but is much more powerful than the original drug because of its assimilability. It goes into the system of the human body and affects other water molecules, which then ape the power of the formation of the drug as a water crystal, and the body is transformed by that energy into a homeopathic a drug, which then affects the health of the individual. I hope I didn't get too carried away there, but what I want you to understand is that water is not just water. It's not just an inert substance in which electrochemical and biological chemical reactivity occurs. It is actually the substrate and the cause of all of those things. It's
right.
It's affected by the outside environment, which causes these water crystals to change.
Right.
What we're doing with the machine is we're actually changing the water crystal of the human body to produce a substrate or an environment, let's call it, an ocean, in which the biochemical reactions can occur much more smoothly and more powerfully. That's the reason that everything is speeded up, because people are given a constant juice of energy, which allows these incredibly higher-level biochemical reactions to occur in a much higher, more energized state. Water by itself can be highly energized just by itself. For instance, some of you may have noticed by the Emoto experiments with water crystals, where they froze them and positive things produced one crystal, negative things produced another crystal. What people don't realize is that frozen water is nothing compared to the incredible reactivity and change of what water crystals can do instantaneously depending upon what kind of energy hits them. So if you're in an environment, let's say, with four other individuals that are negative, their negativity is going to affect your water crystals, and you're going to turn negative. You can't help yourself because that field that you're in produces that negativity. On the other hand, if you're on the machine and you walk up to four other people that are negative, you're going to affect them. They're going to turn positive because the power level is so high that you're essentially changing their water crystals. Well, I was sitting down one day and I was thinking, okay, let's make the assumption that my thought on water crystals are correct. So I called a couple of scientists that were specialists in water, and they agreed with me that was what was happening. But they didn't understand how you could actually make these dynamic changes so quickly. But I have machines that I have purchased, you know, a long time back that can actually produce preparations that cause certain things to happen, change to happen, on an emotional basis. Actually, a lot of other ways, too, but let's just talk about this for a minute. So what I did then was I developed a machine that actually produced water at a distance that was highly, highly energized and far beyond any water anyone has ever drunk before. I used all kinds of components. My basic component was Hunza water, which is a water out of the glaciers in the Himalayas that isn't sold in the United States anymore. But I muscle tested that this Hunza water was the best basic water that there was available. So my first component into my new water crystal machine was Hunza water. And then I added all kinds of things that I muscle tested would enhance the power of it. Then I put it in the machine. If it made me feel better, I said, fine, that works. If it didn't make me feel better, I threw it out and went to the next one. So it was a process of elimination, add and subtract, add and subtract, leaving some, getting rid of most. Then what I had was a great big, incredible water crystal machine that could send this energy any place in the world, and here's how you do it. The first thing is most people are not hydrated properly. The reason they're not hydrated properly is because the water they're drinking is very viscous. In other words, it's not alive. It hasn't been tumbled over rocks like in the Himalayas. It hasn't been energized in many, many ways. So they drink this stuff, and they hate to drink it because it tastes terrible. Uh-huh. And they can't drink it. Their water can't assimilate it because it's too viscous. It's too syrupy. It can't be really absorbed into the cells like highly energized water can. So by energizing the water, it makes the water actually taste good. It's very light and very positive and very energizing. It has all these components in this little soup that just amp the heck out of you and make you really powerful on the physical plane. The reason I came up with the water was because I realized that the physical plane not just the etheric planes with the distance energy machines, but the physical plane had to be energized as well, and the best component was water, because that was 75% of a human's makeup is water. So, and I came up with a way to deliver it that I thought was relatively unique. You simply write your name on a piece of paper, clunk a gallon jug of water, say, on top of it, and after about a minute, you start pouring water and drinking it.
Right.
And when you drink this water, for most people, it's much more powerful than distance energy effect. You just walk around just happy as you can be. There was a guy that called me yesterday from Iraq. So he's obviously a serviceman. He's in the Navy. He's doing something over there. And he says, you know, I signed up for your distance energy thing. He says, that stuff feels really good. I said, well, let me ask you something, Omar. Would you like to try something different? He says, well, you know, yeah, sure. He says, this is working out pretty well. So I said, okay, Omar, just write your name down on a piece of paper. So he does that, and then he puts the water on top, and he drinks it. He says, wow, Bill, this stuff is cool. I says, Omar, I'm testing it. You need two more glasses. So Omar drinks like a good serviceman. He's calling me sir. Anyway, I guess that's, you know, that's the, in the military, that's what you do. You just sir everything, then you don't have to worry about it. So he drinks two more glasses. He says, wow, this is unbelievable. I says, Omar, let's do it this way, okay? You don't even pay me until you get out of the service. Just stay, as long as you're there, I said, just use the water and so forth. And when you get back over here to the States, then we can talk about putting you on a program. You can pay me for it at that time. So now we've got one. He's my first serviceman in Iraq. He's a fantastic guy, completely sensitive to the energy. And that's the kind of thing that we're doing now with the water as well as the distance energy. And they work so synergistically, Daphne. You can't believe it. I don't know which one is better. I sit here and drink water all the time. I hated water. I hated it. And now I love to drink it.
I want to get a couple of questions in here because we only have 47 minutes remaining. Now, what kind of a damage, if any, does plastic has with our water?
Well, let's put it this way. You can do a lot of different tests. Obviously, there are many, many different kinds of plastic. It's essentially a long-chain hydrocarbon. So depending upon what the plastic is made of, the constituency, the consistency of the carbon chains, and all the rest, you can have various leakages of the plastic into the water itself. The thing is what I have found, just generally speaking, is that the human body has the capability of getting rid of the long-chain hydrocarbons are not normally difficult to get rid of. The body has the capability because they're not really heavy. The things that water has the body has difficulty getting rid of are heavy metals, you know, mercury, nickel, things like that, that are, they have a tendency to form what are called precipitates with oxygen, and they sort of settle out into the bloodstream, into the artery walls and things like that, and they're very difficult to get out once they've formed this precipitate, which by forming the precipitate, it's very difficult to then react on it with other chemicals. You can do with chelation and things like that, but it's more difficult. So with long-chain hydrocarbons, there's no reason why you can't get a hydrocarbon out by being a healthy person. Right. And I would worry about it less than I would the heavy metals.
Okay. My other question, Bill, and I kind of know the answer to this because we spoke about this before, but I want you to answer it for the benefit of the listeners. When someone is on the machine, what effort on their part is needed to make sure that they get the full advantage of the machine?
The most important thing, Daphne, is that they actually realize something is happening and that they're positive and willing to change. The outside of that, you don't have to do anything. What you find with many people is they just want to go back into the hell that they were in and stay there. Okay? Mm-hmm. You get into a habit. Life is a habit in many ways. A woman feels victimized by her husband. So she feels better all of a sudden, and all of a sudden she says, well, maybe he really isn't all that bad. And then all of a sudden she flips right back into it again. That's the end of it. A guy's angry all the time. he isn't as angry as before, so he loses a certain power base, and he decides it's easier for him just to be angry. So the bottom line is you have to want to be better. The only thing you have to do is have willingness. Here's an example, okay? So then the Bible talks about Jesus is telling the disciples how to handle their mission, which is to go out and spread the word to other people. He says, if you come to a town that rejects you, just slap the dust off your shoes and move on down the road.
Right.
The reason he's saying that is because this town is not willing. Then the fires of hell or whatever it was that he's, you know, was supposedly said there and everything will come down on them because they've rejected that which is their the chance for ascension. What he's really saying is these people want to be in hell.
Right.
So what you first have to do is not want to be in hell.
Right.
Okay? And you can yell all you want and talk about being how life is hell, but some people like hell. They like to take showers in hell. Okay?
Right.
This
is why
you know this in your counseling. You see it all the time, right? You go, wait a minute, come on, guy. You know, you want to keep going on like this? Evidently so, because they keep going on like that. So the bottom line is,
In relationships, in whatever relationship, may it be intimate or professional, you are your own responsibility because you can't change anybody else. You can just change yourself and the way you react to what's happening. So we need to take care of ourselves. Now, is there a time limit to be on the machine?
No. The time limit is the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, the chance of me coming off the machine, personally, is somewhere between slim and zero. It ain't ever going to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the benefits, and I'm not going to go back down and subject myself to these idiots and their negativity anymore. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm just not going to deal with people on that basis. If somebody wants to be negative to me, they need to go on and go talk to somebody else that really wants to listen to them, okay? Because I don't really want to listen to them. So the bottom line is what we're looking for is a percentage of people that really want to change.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have a way out. They want to have a way of moving ahead. They have the willingness to do that. They've got something here that gives them the chance to do it, the hope mm-hmm. that they can get out of this mess, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to have the willingness to change it and to stay changed.
Here you are, in us all, an opportunity to stop pointing fingers and blaming because...
Yeah, but some people like that, Daphne. They love to blame people for their problems.
Right.
Well, if you want to do that, Daphne, you have no business on this program.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
They're not on your program either, probably, but certainly on the program that I'm Veronica and I are offering. You have to have the willingness to change.
That's
and if
right.
you can't, if you have no willingness... then really it's better that you just continue on right where you are.
Can I jump in here for a moment, Daphne, please?
Go ahead.
I want to speak a little bit from my perspective about what people have to do. And this may not be true of everyone, but I know that I certainly experienced this myself. It's a very interesting phenomenon as you move up in different power levels on the machines because there are different, you know, levels of machine. And as you acclimate to one level, then you, you know, I've had Bill, you know, bump me up. And because I'm a little bit of a junkie for energy, I went up rather fast initially. And one of the things that can happen that people might have to walk through, not everyone, is this sort of an emotional and or physical detox. Because when you think about it, if you're suddenly have this signal that is now displacing any negativity that exists in your auric structure, in your auric field, then what happens is as that high-frequency signal comes in, it's almost like the negativity can't coexist with it. It's just like blasting it out. Well, it has to come out somewhere. So it either comes out through, I found in my own self, it's either come out through like a physical detox where it literally had to kind of come out through my pores and I had to get sick for a little while, or it came out as an emotional detox where I had to sort of re-experience the negativity as that veil, that particular negative veil was being lifted. So people that have been on a spiritual path and that are on sort of a path of spiritual development and who are sort of familiar with what happens when you release stuff, when you clear stuff, when you discharge stuff, just know that, that you can have that experience here too. The other thing that I want to say is that I have had colleagues that have, you know, they got on the machines, all of a sudden everything's going brilliantly for them, right? It's like, oh my God, this is all changing. There's all this phenomena happening. I'm attracting business. I'm attracting this. I'm manifesting quicker. I don't sweat my ex-husband when he acts like a fool. I mean, all of a sudden they're reporting all this stuff, but the ego takes over and says, oh, but that's got to be me. That can't be these machines. And so then they go off the machines. And what I've noticed is that it didn't necessarily happen right away, but over time, as their negativity returned, right, it's not that more negativity returned than they had prior to going on the machines, but negativity returned, and they were in hell because they had forgotten the advantage of, like, kind of walking in this, like, sort of negativity-free bubble. And the benefit of that and the implications of that and the impact of that in their lives. And so they got egoic about it, and they went off, and then the negativity returned, and they couldn't figure out why they couldn't function. Well, they couldn't really function before. So I just want to say that. It's like when people have gone off, their previous level of negativity returns. It's just this invisible signal. We can sometimes forget that the benefit that we're experiencing in terms of our enhanced performance is a result of that, because it's just like, you know, it's just like, it's a signal. So how do you prove that, or how do you even think about that sometimes? So I just wanted to share that from my perspective.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hold on
a
minute. Let's just go back to people who are on medication, on drugs, on everything like that. And especially antibiotics. If they go to the doctor and they are being put on the antibiotic for a certain number of days, and the symptoms subside and they have no signs and everything like that, they are not healed, but they stop taking the medication.
That's right.
Before
That's right.
long, all of this infection is going to come back
That's
to
right.
haunt them again.
That's right. That's right. But good metaphor. Yeah.
Yes,
and the thing of it is, what I was going to say, Daphne, is the thing of it is, too, is, I mean, it doesn't take that far for you to understand that people, you know, can get addicted to drugs sometimes, okay? You know, the one of the classic examples is Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer that probably this country's ever produced. He got into a situation with drugs and things like that and couldn't get off of them because they were just continuing to prop him up, and they were deleterious to it. And yet underneath this, I mean, I wonder sometimes what he would have done, what he could have become if he had been on the machine. Because the negativity was coming in, the incredible pressure that he must have been under his whole life, all that stuff would have gone by the wayside, probably.
Wow.
He would have had, he would have been a million times bigger than he ever would have been, and absolutely in heaven, in happiness while he was doing it. He would not have been affected by all these negative people trying to take money from him and push him around and addict him and all the rest of this kind of stuff. And this happens to great entertainers all the time. It happened to Elvis Presley. It happens to a lot of them because they're trying to find some way to get enough energy to keep themselves up on top. And so they use these artificial means that isn't going to put them on top at all. It dulls their brain out and enhances their crash. But what this does is it doesn't do that. It enhances you but it's all positive. You're thinking better. You're operating better. Every single thing that's coming into this signal is positive, positive, positive. I'm on the signal. I make sure that it's positive as I can possibly make it. I'm on the water. I take the water. I make sure the water has the best possible components. When I add something to that, my sensitivity level is extremely high. I know instantly if this thing is going to work, and then I watch it over a period of time to make sure it does. What we have here is the capability of producing from all of our communities, the Michael Jackson capability times many, many times over. We have the capability of thousands of Michael Jacksons out there that simply need the right direction and a lack of negativity to reach their full capabilities. In my opinion, it's there. All you have to do is just take the fruit and eat the fruit. It's there. So all I'm saying to you folks out there, and to Daphne and all the rest, is that this is set up for a certain type of person at this time. Later on, humanity as a group will come into this higher level of energy as well. But the people that are starting on this machine now are avatars. They're the leaders that will bring humanity to these higher levels through their presence, through their attitude, through their creativity, through their absolute excellence in what they do, which has to be emulated or you're going to fall by the wayside. This is the paradigm that this is producing, and it's never occurred at this level at any time in human history.
Bill, I want to interject here because you mentioned about Michael and all of that, and
yeah.
I just want to interject here because I never did a research to find out whether what the media is saying is accurate or not. And what I'm going to say here as a form of disclaimer, what you just shared was your opinion, and it has nothing to do with me on the show here, and of course on Blog Talk Radio and all of that. But what I got out of that statement, whether it's an entertainer or an athlete or a lay person by the wayside, we are in total control of who we are. And when we allow other people to make valuable decisions for us, we never know what the end results will be. So I want to say that by Bill and I being here in this conversation now, it's not by accident. He's just showing you a way not to go down the path that many others have been on. Even if you are surrounded with experts who are helping you along your way, you need to step back and say, am I going to continue having them make valuable decisions that affect my life for the rest of my life? You have to take that responsibility. And if you think that you believe that this machine is what will do it for you, you wouldn't know unless you step out and try. The one thing I want you all to bear in mind is that when Bill Kirkland started this, he didn't start it to rip you off of your money. He started it off as a benefit to himself, to bring about a difference in his life. And now, because of the impact it has had on his life and the life of his son, now he is allowing the world to experience that. And those are the things you want to take into consideration. So that's just my little disclaimer piece from there, because
and I feel the same way, Daphne. In other words, this energy and all the rest is not for everybody, but what I will tell you is this. The application is individual to each person.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you said about drugs and things like that, my feeling is very simple. It's each individual's interpretation of their life, which is what it should be anyway, shouldn't it? I mean, why should I be interpreting your life or you mine? What we do is we make these things available, and then what the people have to determine how they can best be utilized for themselves. What I would say is this: from my own viewpoint, from other clients have told me, for that they have seen in their particular case, there is a definite enhancement in what we're doing here. There's a definite enhancement in life quality. Now, whether a person wishes to accept that, or wishes to validate that, or whatever, is entirely up to them. But I will tell you this: negativity can be removed, in my opinion. I've seen it happen over and over again. And when you remove negativity, Daphne, if we just stay with that one specific thing, removal or reduction of significant amounts of negativity,
right,
the difference in your life is it's a whole different world. Absolutely.
Bill, we only have 29 minutes remaining. Is there anything on your list that you wanted to share with the listeners that we have not yet gotten to?
What I would say, Daphne, is this. As you may have guessed by now, my research is ongoing, thanks to Veronica, who was allowing me the time to actually spend time on what I do. And Veronica has watched when I don't have pressure on me that, you know, certain things continue to evolve. There is no question that this is going to change people's lifestyles significantly over a period of time. That's my opinion, but I believe it. It's going to, because it's changed mine. What I would say is the research is ongoing. As
right.
an example, the water program has only been in existence for like 3 months, two
wow.
months, really. It was discovered a month ago, 3 months ago, and Veronica was one of the first people I put on it. I use Veronica because Veronica is unbelievably sensitive to energy. She's a real adept in this particular world. And so I made this stuff up, and I had her try it. She was the first one that tried it outside of me. And she says, wow, this is unbelievable. So from that came the water program. We have other things. For instance, a glass program. The thing that actually, this is on a consultation basis because you have to work on the client individually. But the reason that Jake came, which Veronica didn't mention, the reason that her son Jake came out of the ADHD problem in the way he did was because I used a glass wand on her. And it was a piece of glass that had been energized by my machine that allowed me to project clearing energy to Jake's aura, a very specific, almost like a rifle shot to the aura. I could see that there was a lot of jumbled up energy there. He's a very, very sensitive child, very, very sensitive, as many, many artistic people are. I don't want to go back to the Michael Jackson analogy, but just for a second, let me do this. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind that Michael Jackson was a very sensitive, artistic child? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to be out of your mind not to think that, okay? Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was a highly sensitive, artistic child, just as Jake is, okay? The difference is Jake had the clearing energy of this glass, which was able to just clear out his aura and make it nice and smooth so he could deal with this incredible jumble of things, which is all part of an artistic personality. I mean, you've got to, the really successful ones are able to put it all together in the right shelves and the right, you know, whatever, to make it all happen. But for every one of those, there are probably many that have never been able to do the right shelves and the right things, and they're called crazy. Well, they're not crazy. They just are having to deal with these incredible forces of negativity that are slapping them all over the place because of their tremendous sensitivity, and they're not able to cope. That's what was happening with Jake. That's what was happening with Jake. An incredibly sensitive, he's already going to be a musical genius. He probably already is one, okay?
Mm-hmm,
but without that clearing, without that putting things in the shelves in the proper way, without allowing him to have that ability to do that, he would have been somebody's Ritalin kid. You know, here, take this and take that, and all of a sudden he's part of the system of sticking this into them and swallowing this and all the rest, which didn't have to happen. So what I'm saying is, obviously we have to take each person individually, and there's some people that respond well to drugs, and that's great. But what I'm saying is there is an alternative to this that's worth trying, that's very benign and worth looking at. So the glass is another area that can be worked on with on an individual basis for clearing specific deals. Veronica, let me ask you this. You've had me clear you on several occasions with glass.
Yeah.
What have you noticed about it?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I've had him clear me from everything when I've been sick, when I've been tired, when I've been in sort of an emotional detox and I've had a lot of negativity coming up. And so when I work with him by phone, and this is all at a distance, you know, he'll work with me on the glass, and it just clears it right out, and it just smooths you out. And, he will work with me before I go on stage to speak. He's worked with me before I've had big, you know, sort of scary deals or just stuff that I was, you know, had fear or trepidation about. So it basically, you know, any fear that is coming up or negativity that's coming up in your awareness, he just goes in and he clears it. And I believe that the effects of the clearing are often permanent. In other words, once he cleared this stuff with Jake, Jake's teachers came back to me and said, we don't understand what happened. This is a completely different kid than we have in the report. And so that experience, and Bill only worked with Jake, I would say, about an hour. I mean, Jake's been on the machines, but he's only worked with him for about an hour total with this class. But it was such a huge intervention in his development. It put him on a completely different trajectory. He's now physically capable. His muscle mass has grown. He's keeping up. He's organized. He's keeping up with himself academically. He's now got this whole musical virtuoso thing happening. I mean, it's literally been in 5 or 6 months. So the effects of the healing effects of this glass and this work with these glass wands is absolutely amazing. Bill's work with me around the issues of money and scarcity and cleared up those issues, and I haven't had those issues. I have an assistant actually who is on my team and who's also on the bioetherics team, who prior to getting on the machines, she'd had such horrible back pain that she had to walk with a cane because she'd been in a couple of really bad accidents, and they'd done a bunch of CAT scans with her, and they couldn't really identify anything for them to go in and perform surgery on. So she was really in a bind because she was in huge amounts of pain on a regular basis. And it was interesting because she came on the machines, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and I remember a couple, like, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, I said, "You're not in pain anymore, are you?" She said, "No." She said, "Since I've been on the machines, I've been completely pain-free." Now, this is a woman who needed a cane to walk into my house.
Right.
And so I just think that there are so many myriad applications for this. I think if there's anything that is plaguing a person, whether it be money or relationship stuff or anything, it can all get handled by this, either through the signal, the water, the individualized healing sessions, or some combination thereof. It can all get handled, and that's, I think, the miracle of it. If you got it, yeah, I think it can get handled. That's just
right.
That's been my experience.
And I think also, excuse me, Daphne.
Bill, hold on a minute, please. I want to piggyback and Jake's creativity and the issue around that. There are many Jakes across the world who, let me not expand it globally. Let me just stick to what I know here in America. There are many Jakes in many classrooms that's been labeled special ed and been put on medication just because of their creativity and their uniqueness. I mean, I think what a lot of our school systems look at is that all 30 kids in the class, they want them to learn the same way and react the same way. And for those of us who are different, we get labeled and we are stuck away in special education classroom. And we are being damaged by those labels
and boxes
that they fit us in. So.
Sure.
I'm praying that there are parents who are listening or who will be listening to the on-demand episode of this show and that they will make a decision to let their kids get out of that box that they are in.
Well, yeah, and Daphne, can I just say one thing? I mean, it's not even that Jake came up to grade level or up to performance level. What's happening, there's been this sort of pivot point for him where he came from being very klutzy, out of his body, couldn't stay organized, kept losing things, kept misplacing things, very internal. He has turned a corner, and so now he's like Mr. Man. He's become an athlete. He's doing the volleyball team. He's gotten coordinated. He's blowing through his homework. He's blowing through in terms of his capacity. So it's not even so much that he came up to speed. I think that because of the intervention that has happened to him developmentally in his developmental process, he's going to blow him out of the water. By the time, in another year, he's going to be like the superhuman kid and that is exceeding all previous, standards, expectations, so on and so forth. So I just want to be perfectly clear, it is more than bringing kids that are behind up to speed. It's been actually accelerating them.
So that's not what my suggestion was.
Yeah.
But for those people who do not get the positive intervention, and
yeah.
they're there just listen to what the PPT team says. And okay, yeah, we go fill the prescription. Now we are saying there is an option that you can try and see if it works. If you are really in, if you're really thinking of supporting your children, don't just settle for one opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There are other opinions out there. There are other resources that you can use to unlock your child's creative potential.
Yeah, and what I would say, yeah. Excuse me, go ahead. Excuse me, Daphne.
We have 19 minutes remaining. I give you 16 minutes because I need 3 minutes for closing. And would you use 16 minutes, Bill, to please do your closing thoughts?
I will try to. Daphne, I wanted to mention one other thing. You know, let's take Veronica as a metaphor for the ideal client. She's a little more than that now, but let's just say that she is the ideal client. The first time I ran across Veronica, I got her name off of a website that had to do with esoteric type research, and she was in a list of 100 names there, which I went down the list, and she was one. I called her just, and she said, "Okay, well, what you got?" So I popped her on. She says, "Wow, that's unbelievable. I feel fantastic. Wow, that's cool." Just boom, she was there. She was there. Why was she there? Because she wanted to change. She had the willingness to change. Veronica didn't want anything getting in the way of her excellence. Okay?
Right.
So boom, there she was. And she was taking it and running with it. Now, fast forward. She continued to work with my program. She continued to, she referred person after person after person after to me with no compensation whatsoever, just because she was trying to help. It went on like that. I mean, I said to myself, what have I got here? What is this? All she wants to do is help people. That's where she's at. Okay, so that went on again and again and again over a period of time. Now, all of a sudden, she's working on her child, this beautiful
uh-huh.
boy she has. And believe me, if you met him, you'd know exactly what I was talking about. You just look at him and you go, oh, can I have a hug? Because that's the way this little guy is, you know. So anyway, the bottom line is that that then translated into her willingness to assist her children.
Right.
Actually, the Jordan doesn't need too much assistance. The girl's going to have to watch out for her. That's the girl. But this boy, and this is not unusual. It's the boys that are getting affected by this. In many cases, more than the women, because they're the ones that are trying to be put into these silly molds that boys don't fit into. They like to jump around, bounce around, hop over the ceiling, and do all the kind of stuff that Jake wanted to do, and the school was slapping him down and making him, putting him in this little mold he couldn't be in. So it was warping him. Put him in a box. Put him in a box and make sure you nail it down real good, and then just take care of it and then turn out whatever kind of widget you turn out. The bottom line is she took that willingness but then to her children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the willingness that now is producing children that will be indescribable coming
mm-hmm.
up because of the willingness of Veronica Conway to take that step to make a change in her life and then a change in the kids' lives and then a change in the world's life. And this is how the evolution of Veronica Conway occurred. It also happens to be how to a certain extent, not maybe quite that dramatic, how the evolution of Bill Kirkland occurred. Why was I trying to do this? Because I was trying to find a way. I was willing to change. I just didn't know how to change. So what you have to have in the final analysis, Daphne, is you have to really honestly want to have a change.
That's
and
right.
Then if you want, and then if you want it to happen, it can happen through counseling, through you, through working with a machine, through dealing with people that are looking for positive ways to make a difference in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm offering. Now, the way I look at it is real simple. You can be on the forefront of it or you can be pulling up the caboose. It's
right.
up to you. You know, it's your life. You can be down in a gutter somewhere complaining about why you can't get your next hit, or
that's
you can do something about it. Okay,
right.
it is in that question, Daphne, transcends everything, every person. It's always the same for every person at every level. You can start when you're in the lowest level of being a drunk or the highest mm-hmm. level of being the biggest executive around that thinks his life is totally and completely worthless and has no meaning whatsoever. They're all the same place. Nowhere. This isn't about money. This isn't about position. This isn't about race. This isn't about power. It's about starting where you are and producing heaven where you are, producing a beautiful reality where you are. In the time coming up, Daphne, the big thing is not going to be how many Ferraris you have in your garage.
Oh,
it's going to be where you are spiritually.
Exactly. That's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line.
Hey,
yes. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I want to give Blanche on the phone an opportunity. She did say towards the end if she has a question. So I want to ask her if she have a question. Now is the time, and also the people in the chat room, if they have a question, this is the time. So Blanche, to you, do you have a question, please?
Yes, I do. As Bill was talking, as Veronica was talking, as you were talking, I must have scribbled about 4 pages. as each one talked, some of my questions were answered. I'm a senior, and when you talk about, when you talk about your mind could be, your mental mind could be improved, I started thinking about friends who have Alzheimer's. How could this machine help them? I, as a senior, I lack energy, and you spoke about energy, and I have tried so many energy pills, so many energy drinks, and nothing has helped me. So I'm very interested in going to the website, finding out more information. I'm working on my negativity, and I'm at a spiritual level where I feel that this machine could enhance me, and I'm just eager to find out more.
All right, Blanche, let Bill respond.
Blanche, I've run across a number of individuals like you. I think that the machine can help you a lot. Actually, what I would like to have you do is get a hold of Veronica through Bioetherics. I'm sure she's making a little note right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Veronica, we're gonna work with Blanche and see if we can be of assistance.
Okay.
I really believe that there are. See, Blanche, you have to understand in a certain way that I was kind of like where you are, except I was younger, but I had still burnt myself completely up, and so I was almost dysfunctional to a certain extent. There is a way out. At least there was a way out for me, and hopefully there will be for you. We're going to put special effort into working with you on this particular difficulty, because I feel very comfortable that we can have a positive outcome.
Can you, Bill? I don't know if this is appropriate, but can you? Can you clear her a little bit with your hands? I would just love for the audience.
Well, you know what? I could. I can try. I can use about a minute here. Let's see what I can do, Blanche. What I'd like you to do, Blanche, is just relax, and I'm just going to use a piece of glass on you.
Are you there, Blanche?
Yes.
Just what I'm doing, Blanche, because
I'm relaxing.
What I'd like to do is I'm just imagining you laying on, say, like a massage table. And I'm taking the glass, and I'm moving it from your head down to your feet. And there's a lot of stuff to clear. Can you feel this, Blanche?
Not really, Bill.
Hang in there. Just hang in there. Your voice is already starting to get clearer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just hang in there with me, Daphne, just a second.
All right.
If you've got time, shut me off if you have to.
Okay.
How about now, Blanche?
Bill, I think I felt something.
What do you feel?
Toward the eyes.
Yes.
Then it went to my stomach and my feet.
Are you also noticing that things are getting a little clearer, a little smoother? The environment is becoming less intense, less negative.
Bill?
Yes.
I'm getting myself ready for a very important decision in my life. So I've been reading a lot of healing scriptures, and I'm looking for a miracle in my life, and I want to know how does the machine interferes with God's miracle.
Okay, first of all, we don't want to talk about anything right now. I just want you to relax.
Okay.
Pay attention to your body. We'll worry about those things later.
Okay.
There are good answers for all of them. Okay, how are you feeling, Blanche?
I'm feeling better than before.
All right, hold on.
You
shut me off when you want to, Daphne. You just pull the trigger, I'll leave.
You have 4 minutes to go, Bill.
Okay, good, good. That should be enough to take care of a lot of this. Okay, so what I'm doing now for all the people out there is I'm just going through her aura and looking for little places that are sticking, that are not clear. A lot of those are in her upper body, especially in her abdomen area. She has some heart difficulties. I'm thinking in terms really of just stress. I don't know about any of the rest of it. I don't even care about physical maladies that much. I'm just looking for places that are not clear, and we're just working on those right now. And what happens is over a period of time, for all you that are listening, is these things have a tendency to integrate after a while. You know, what turns out to be a stomach deal then goes to another deal, and then that goes away, and another thing shows up. And what it is just an enhanced awareness of what's going on that has been blocked by negativity and tiredness and lack of energy and all the rest. So now she's starting to get pretty much a great deal smoother. This is going to require more, but she's getting smoother in the upper. Oh, that's good. That's good there. Oh. Feel the difference, Blanche?
Yes, I do, Bill.
Yeah, very good. Hold on. Now what I'm going to do, Blanche, is I'm going to now just continue to clear you. You sure feel a lot better. And now we're in the void period here where you're just taking energy out of the wand. Just building up your aura. A lot of stuff's coming out. There we go. Okay, Blanche, I'm going to leave it at there. Just let me clear your environment just a bit. There's some stuff underneath you there. You know, folks, I can't tell you how relieved I am when people get relieved. It's like, it's just, you just feel, oh, thank God, you know, the tension's gone. One more, you know, one more's been cleared.
I just want to read something. Someone in the chat room says, I believe we all have our own natural healing abilities. So this all makes sense to me.
Let me just say this, Blanche. I'll just let you just stay there and relax. I could not agree with that statement more. And if anything, that is a metaphor for exactly what I believe. I'm simply allowing people to be what they can be and do what they can do. We are all divinity. This is not Bill Kirkland working here. This is you through the Holy Spirit. This is you through your divinity that's working. All I'm doing is allowing it to happen at a more advanced rate. So I don't want anybody to think I'm some kind of a guru or something. I'm not a guru. I'm just a guy that's come up with some technology that's helpful to allow you to be you. That's all. The rest of it is anybody that says that they has some special dispensation, in my opinion, is a liar. This is you and your connection with divinity.
You have a million and a half.
Yeah, so that's the thing that everybody out there has to remember, is it's your responsibility, it's your healing, and the rest of it is simply facilitated by me in any small way that I can be of assistance.
Daphne, please give the website before we close so that anybody that came in later can go to the website and get more.
Is it again? www.bioetherics.com.
Yeah,
bio-etherics.
www.bio-etherics.com. So
correct.
There, I want to take this opportunity to thank Bill for coming on and educating us, and I pray that this will not be his first and only time. I hope he can join us again to share some information. And for you, my listeners out there, I am praying that this did enhance you, who you are, and that you will step out of your cocoon and decide that I'm not going to settle for mediocrity because I was created for excellence. And here is a way that can enhance all of us to making a difference. You're listening to the A New Day show with the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And again, thank you, Bill, for being so generous with your time. And Veronica,
it's my great pleasure, Daphne. It's my great pleasure.
Thank you, and I just want to be so thankful for what we have learned this morning. So,
what's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this land. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change.